What's up, ladies and gents? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. I want to talk about this morning about spiritual disruption or a little spiritual aggravation. You know, sometimes, you know, the older you get, I feel like people try to play you for being dumb, slow, ignorant, simple-minded, Forrest Gump. You know, and they don't take into account, like, you don't know Jesus or you don't have a relationship with with the well-being of spiritual ambition or spiritual, whatever you want to call it. Like, people try to play you for stupid. Then when you go to them or you say thus this or thus that, they try to reverse the psychology as if you're wrong. Or they try to get an attitude, but they don't have an ear to hear. You know, and it's funny because people don't respect your spirituality or they don't respect your spiritual well-being as if, like I said, you are Forrest Gump. And I realize, like, we all have a spirit. That's why I try to be very mindful how I approach people, because that's how I want people to approach me. Now, truth be told, I've had plenty of time to grow. I've had plenty of time to mature and get my life in order and try to pay attention and try to observe my environment. Thus far, me not trying to act a fool. So, and sometimes you can tell when energy is coming towards you. You can tell when negative energy is coming towards you, or you can tell when your spirit is going to be disturbed in a sense. And so, I say this to say this. You have to learn to discern when not to, you know, I would say attack people or go at them in a way that they don't understand, because people have a tendency to reverse psychology, meaning that they take what you said, spin it for their own good to make you feel inadequate about approaching the situation. And the only thing you're trying to do is communicate. The only thing you're trying to do is communicate and get clarity of what's taking place. And I try to adapt to the fact that, you know, sometimes you have to meet people where they are. That's psychology 101. Meeting people where they are, meaning that whatever they got going on, you're trying to have a good ear to hear. You're trying to make suggestions. But when people are already have it in their mind, heart, and spirit on how it is they're going to react or how they may feel about you, it disrupts your spirit. It disrupts everything that you know about that person. And I think within this day and time, people are not in sincerity. Like, they don't think with the heart. Their mind is so disattached or disassociated with the meekness of your spirit, the meekness of your heart, the meekness of the relationship. And they take things and they run with it. They go tell this person, this person, this person. And I realize, I'm thinking, like, wow, I better let me pay attention to this, because sometimes I'm approached with stuff, or then I approach people with stuff. And it's funny how you can do for others and be there for others and coach others and be of sound mind of others. But when it's the shoe on the other foot and you need their help, or you need their spirituality, or you need something from them that you've given them, it comes back void. It's a bad investment. And I'm not saying that you're the light of the source, but you of course want to be considered to say, you know what, this person took the time out to pray for me, talk with me, understand me, be there for me. I need to be able to give that back. I need to be able to meet this person halfway at least. But we don't look at it like that. We want to take. Like Rihanna. I know the song say cake. I know the song say cake. But I'm thinking about it. Like, you just want to take. And, you know, years ago, my grandmother said, don't let people take advantage of you. Don't let people take advantage of you. My grandmother knew. She understood. She referenced certain things in a certain area. And as I was younger, I didn't understand that because I was too much. I was too big of a giver. I cared about people. I initiated the love. I initiated the support. I initiated my ear to hear. I initiated my spirit. I initiated prayer. And I don't see any of that coming back in return. I haven't seen it yet. I'm not saying it's not there. But the considering that people would love for you to give them the best advice you could give them for free and they not withhold of it. They take advantage of it. I don't see nothing coming in on my Cash App. PayPal, Venmo, somebody. Let's get into it. But I realized, wait a minute. You're gonna reverse the psychology, disrupt my spirit, disrupt what I'm trying to get out, or disassociate yourself with me all of a sudden. And I sometimes am bothered with that. Sometimes I feel like, wow, this is really how this person really deal with you. Maya Angelou said it best: when people show you who they are, you better believe them. Don't let them have to show you the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth time, because then you're going to knuck and you're going to buck. You're going to be mad. Who want to be mad? Who want to walk around with that coldness or that hard type of heart? Who wants to put themselves in that type of situation? Not me. Not I said the cat. Not I said the dog. Not I said the little pig. I know the pig wasn't in the story, but I just put the pig in there. But I realized, I'm thinking like, I feel like just as much you have to guard your heart, you need to guard your spirit. You have to take a step back and realize what you're going to say to this individual, how you're going to say it, and that way it doesn't come across offensive. The older you get, you ain't going to care about none of that. You know, and I know the Bible does say, don't let the sun go down on your raft. But at a certain age, you're going to be like, okay, we forgetting about that raft. I'm about to throw the raft at them because they losing it. But I realize sometimes your spirit can be so disturbed by individuals and you're trying to be patient with them. You're trying to understand because you needed somebody to understand and take time with you at one point. And that may not have been. Maybe that people just threw you into this bucket. And everybody you associate with have thrown you into this bucket of this just how she is. That's just what she does. Or this is just who she is. They never see the new you. They never see the change you. They never see anything that relates remotely to who you really are. They never see that. They disassociate themselves with you so much. Let a situation happen. Bring something to their attention. Bring something so important to their attention and see how they react to you. It's going to let you know how to deal with them thus far. And many of us don't learn this. I wish they taught a life psychology class in high school, in middle school, life skill class, life learning ability class, living life in general. I wish they put that in high school. Because some of y'all get out of here and some of y'all got the worst attitudes. The entitlement. Oh, you owe me this and this and that. No, we don't. No, we don't. And if you feel like you're entitled, I suggest that you go out there to the ocean and catch a wave because you're tripping. You're going to trip over your own attitude and you're going to be trying to feel like ain't nobody there. You done cut everybody off. You have cut everybody off. And to God be the glory. That's what your heart desired. Amen. Anyways, you guys, y'all bear with me because I realize you can do for others, but when you need somebody to do for you, ain't nobody around to be found. Ain't nobody even open to the idea of who you are and the gift that you have, the clarity of your spirit. I don't even know if that's a word, but I'm using it. The fact that you have a well-being, we are human beings with a spirit, with a mind, with a body and a soul. And instead of embracing that, we take advantage of it. Instead of saying, you know what, I appreciate what you're saying, I'm sorry I did this, you know, or being sincere, being open-minded. We're going to allow the internet, we're going to allow this algorithm, we're going to allow the government. I'm not saying I'm allowed, some of y'all going to allow it to disrupt a livelihood that could be well balanced, that could be well secured, that could be well, that you, back to your well-being. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair for you to be sitting there taking in somebody else's mess, unnecessary, taking in somebody else's foolishness, unnecessary. You're killing yourself. You're killing your spirit. You're killing your will. What God give you, you allowing somebody else to take. You're giving it away for free. You're giving it away for free. And then I start to realize, I'm thinking like, hold it down. don't knuck and buck. But let this individual know, like, I don't like that. You know, okay, I understand what you're saying, but this is not where I am. And everybody seems to be on that phase. But nobody's actually sitting there having a decent conversation with them. We are popping off like popcorn. I remember saying that in front of a group of people, and they were like, well, Valencia, I don't know what you're talking about. You know what pop off mean? It's pop off. What do you think a pop off would mean? It's like it blows up. It doesn't sit there. It's not settled pop off. It's pop off. You have people, you say certain things to people, and they swear they don't understand what you're saying. Like they ain't got clarity. You're smart. You got a master's. You got a degree. What is it that you don't understand? I'm trying to understand that. But anyways, I just wanted to talk about that this morning. I'm usually not up shooting a show this early in the morning. But since I got woke up out of my good gracious of sleep when I thought I had my phone on do not disturb, I'm up. So it's time to shoot a show. But anyways, I just wanted to talk about this particular, you know, disruption of the spirit and of the mind and of the body and soul. And what are you planning on doing about that? Instead of cutting people off, how are you being a better communicator based on whether you know this person or not? Now, if you're someone that I don't know that well, I'm probably going to cut you off. I'm probably not going to even be bothered with you. And let the truth be told, I'm probably going to block you, take your number out of my phone. I'm going to do all the above. Because if you attack me in a way and I have to defend myself, it means that there's several attacks that's coming after that. Just know that. I just know that if you're listening to me. Just know if you meet somebody that you haven't known for a very long time and they attack you in a way that you have to defend yourself, you can forget about that. Because they already have something against you, period. So this is your girl, Virtuous Diva & Company. I will call myself a doctor, but I'll wait to get my honorary doctor degree one day. So you guys be easy, be blessed. Check me out on Instagram. I am Virtuous Diva with Ladies and Gents Podcast episode for the bold and the beautiful. You guys be easy, be blessed. Peace out.